Now the U.S. president has threatened to exclude Canada from new NAFTA agreement. And Donald Trump made the threat after negotiations with Ottawa to rewrite the pact failed this Friday. Trump says there's no political necessity to keep Canada in the North American Free Trade Agreement. He also warned Congress not to interfere with the trade negotiations, or Trump will entirely cancel the trilateral trade pact. Trump's threat comes after the U.S. and Mexico finally reached a bilateral deal Monday to revamp NAFTA. Washington and Ottawa will resume talks on a 25-year-old trade pact come Wednesday. White House now has 30 days to present a new agreement to Congress. Trump has repeatedly criticized NAFTA, claiming that it's resulted in job losses in the U.S. Joining us now for an update is our own Press TV's Colin Campbell out of Washington, D.C. Colin, you know what's funny? We just talked about NAFTA in the last. Look, my question to you, how's Congress going to handle this Mexico-only deal now? Or how do you anticipate?
Well, it really looks at the president Congress has negotiated with Mexico and how much he plans to negotiate with Canada, whether they go forward with this or not. Of course, the president has authority to sign off on a trade pact before Congress authorizes it. But Congress gets the final word. So it really depends on just what the president feels is the right amount of negotiations with Canada, one of the U.S.'s strongest trading partners for decades. One of the sticking points is the dairy industry, where the president says that the dairy workers in the U.S. have been taken advantage of for far too long, and Canada needs to step it up a bit. But Canada does say it needs to protect its own dairy farmers. So that's something that does need to be negotiated, as well as the automaking deals that the president has talked about with Mexico. And what we've seen from the president is that he likes to take these one-on-one type of negotiation deals. He doesn't like multilateral situations. He'd rather have one country to have a deal with the U.S. and then have another separate deal with another country, if he could, to pit one country against one another to try to negotiate the best deal for what he feels is the best interest of the United States.
And wouldn't you do the same thing, Colin? If you're going to get in a fight, wouldn't you rather fight a one-on-one as opposed to a two-on-one and you be the one? I mean, obviously, she's being strategic the way he is in business, but at the same time, why do you think Mexico was so quick to jump on a deal?
Well, Mexico is very quick to jump on a deal because they don't want to be left out, and they want to keep and sustain the type of negotiations and trade deal that they have with the United States that keeps their workers working, that keeps their country profitable, keeps contributing to their GDP. If there was a fall through in trade negotiations, this would have a detrimental impact on the Mexican economy. And I don't think that Mexican leaders want that, especially when they have such a close trading partner right over the border. This would intensify not just economic relations, but also just country relations and social relations between the both countries. Now, that analogy you gave was pretty clever. However, it depends on what the overall goal is. If the goal is to fight and be a winner and be combative, you definitely want to do one-on-one. But if the goal is to try to build something together, it would be much better interest for all countries to come together and build something together in a united way, so that when they build something, it could actually be stronger and agreed upon. You see what I mean?
Stronger for everyone, exactly. Now, before we leave you, what's the buzz there in Washington? Do people think that, you know, Trump's sticking to his guns? He said, we're going to get a deal that benefits us. And we saw Chrystia Freeland yesterday saying, look, we need a deal that benefits, Canadians, ultimately, and more so the Canadian working class, because they're really, the lower middle class, the middle class and lower middle class is going to get hit by this revised version that Washington wants. It seems like everybody's sticking to their guns. What's the buzz over there? Do people think that Ottawa's going to give in first or Washington?
They really think that there's going to be something negotiated along the lines. Listen, the Mexico trade deal, U.S.-Mexico trade agreement that the president likes to call it, really was not that far off of NAFTA. There are some economists who say, listen, yeah, there were some negotiating standpoints that did have to be mitigated. However, it's not too far from the original deal from the NAFTA agreement. So the same thing could happen with Canada, that yes, there was some restructuring, but overall, it's pretty much the same thing. It's just repackaged and then marketed and branded in a different way, and we know that our president, Donald Trump, is very adept at rebranding, remarketing something that really isn't much different than it was before.
Thanks for joining us for that update. Our own Press TV's Colin Campbell, everyone there. joining us out of Washington, D.C.